Well, good afternoon, Tampa Bay.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay.
And maybe Hawaii. I don't know if Hawaii's listening today or not. But we want to say welcome to all the listeners out there. And we have some fabulous news for you. I just want you to know that this whole show is about good news, because we are so sick and tired of the bad news. And people that tune into this show are going to be so blessed. You're going to want to tune in every Friday when we're here, and tune in and get a copy of the show, because our whole show is inspirational to lift you up into the heavenlies and into the bliss and into God's love, into God's light, and pull you out of all that darkness, all that negative, and all the things that we are intoxicated with. Okay, this is going to be like a spiritual bubble bath. And the mission of the show is, if you're listening out there and you're stuck in a rut.
Can I join your bubble bath?
If you're stuck in a rut and you're depressed, because depression's number one. Are you maybe thinking about suicide, or you're bound up in drugs? We have some fabulous news for you, because man is trying body, soul, spirit, and we're only dealing with the spiritual side of man. So if you have a 911, if you really have to call 911, if you have a chemical imbalance, but we're only dealing with the spiritual side of man. And today we're going to talk about love, because God is love. And we have the number one specialist on love. This man is the epitome of
me.
Love.
Oh no,
Mr. Gary's sitting here, and you have never been around such. The love just permeates the atmosphere when he's around, and you just get goosebumps, and it's like the glory of the Lord has risen upon this man.
Why, thank you, Kay. That is a very, very nice introduction, and I am not an expert. I have my opinions about love, as everybody has their opinions, and what I wanted to do and would hope to do today is just to kind of, I guess, it would give you a different perspective on things than generally. We live in a really tough world. We know that. You know, we listen to the news, and there's no shortage of just horrible things that's going on here. And if we really take into consideration all the things that are happening around us within this world, you could see that there's such a lack of love. And most importantly, when God talks about love God with all your heart and soul, mind and your spirit, and love your neighbor as yourself, well, I think we're missing in that second half about loving your neighbor as yourself. You could tell by all that's going on in this country that we're falling apart to a certain extent. And I think that most importantly, I think that we need to understand that of all the things, when the dust clears, there's only one thing that's most important. Our number one reason for being here on this earth is to love and to help each other. That is the most important, the most ideal way in which we can live a fulfilling life. I talk with people very, very often, and very, very, very materialistic, egotistical, concerned about money, concerned about material possessions, even though it's a fact that we find more joy in giving than we do in receiving. And until we realize that the joy comes in giving of yourself, you will not find that true happiness, even though you may search the world and go from a safari in Africa to all the number one cities in Europe, to the West, to the East. Love is within your heart. God is within your heart. And loving our fellow man is the number one thing that we need to do.
And Gary, may I interject here?
Well, of course. That's
we
what
have
we're
a
here
very,
for, sure.
Let me just say this. God does have a sense of humor, but God is love and God is light. And when he put this couple together.
This couple together.
I think they're
okay.
laughing in heaven, and I think they're looking over heaven and going, oh, let's see how this is going to work out, because this is not easy. And I don't, he does not like me to interrupt him, and then I don't like to be interrupted. But I have so much to say. And so I want to give a scripture here. Okay, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5 says, may the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. Now, we are trying to direct you. We're trying to get your mind off of all the darkness out there, and we're trying to direct you into God's love. And we have to direct ourselves there, because we don't get up in the morning, every morning, and we're just all full of goosebumps and lovey-dovey. We have to, what do we have to do to get into this place, Gary?
Well, you know, a very, very good example is I am sure that there are many people out there that are great examples. You get up in the morning and sometimes you wonder, why am I here? What am I doing? What is my purpose? Where am I going? Why am I going there? And we are living in a world where there's just so many lost people, so many lost souls grasping for whatever we can grasp for in order to find the love and find the wonder of life. And I think that many of us are living in a bubble that is very, very detrimental to our mental health. We're just down in the dumps. And you know, when you listen to the news and you talk to people, a lot of people are just down in the dumps. Well, how do you get out of that? That is the number one question. And I think I'm getting back to what I had said just previously, is that we need a new direction. Man needs a new direction. Each individual needs a new direction. And even though it may sound like it's the most difficult thing to do, it's really not if you set your mind to it. Because if you set your mind to things, you can accomplish anything that you want to accomplish. But how do we start? Well, I think that we start by thinking of the kindness that we could spread to other people as we enter upon the world, go to work, go and see the family, and you know, just to begin with the kindness. And what will happen is that as soon as you spread that kindness,
you're going to get it back. And I want to say something here too, because doing these radio shows, Gary is a very successful businessman. I was a high school French teacher, and these radio shows just don't really sound very fruitful to our carnal mind. But the more we spread the word of God and the love of God to all you listeners out there that are in the darkness, we receive this back. And I have a real problem with this, because let me tell you what. It says right here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, it says that love is patient. Now, right there, I'm scratched out of the list, because I'm the most impatient person. I want everybody to hurry up and speak what they're going to speak, get out of my way. And God, it says right here that love is patient. I don't have any patience. So I have a real hard time walking in love because I don't have any patience. So most of the time, God's working on my patience. And then it says love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. And it keeps no record of wrongs. Now, I keep record of wrongs. I can tell you everything.
And I think a lot of people do. I think that that's, you know, in radio shows past, we talked about the baggage that we hold on to. And we're getting off track, but one of them is we carry around a lot of non-forgiveness. There's a lot of things, a lot of people that have crossed our paths in the course of our life that we're still thinking about. We haven't forgiven them. There's a lot of people out there that have hurt us in so many ways, and we've held on to this non-forgiving nature. And I think that that is a stepping stone, just to forgive. Because you got to realize, if you think about it, the last words that Christ said when he was on the cross, and you got to remember this, take this with you when this show is over, okay? Christ said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And you have to have patience and love for people, because lots of times what will happen they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how they're hurting. You know, but getting back to the happiness and being in a mode of happiness, I believe that, you know, there are so many theories, and there's so many suggestions out there, and we get away from, okay, so what's going to be practical? How am I really going to get this love thing, this kindness thing, and all of this working? Okay, well, I have an idea I want to run by you, okay? And I found this to be extremely, extremely effective. Think of this for a moment. Our body, our animal nature, our carnal mind, our flesh, we have learned, okay, to react almost instantaneously to any type of stimuli that we receive, either positive or negative. And this has become very, very impulsive. We're impulsive people. Now, this is what I think that is going to work for you. Instead of just reacting through impulse, take a moment, half a second, 1 second, to respond. Get that subconscious working. Get those beautiful things that are in your mind working. It only takes a second. And then all of a sudden, what's going to end up happening is that your response, again, I repeat, your response is going to be totally different than your reaction. All right, and I can guarantee you that that response is going to be beautiful compared to the reaction that's going to come right out of your mouth. And we don't realize, you know, it's often been said that the tongue is the rudder of our ship. It's the rudder of our soul. You know, kind words, kind things that we do, things that we speak, could be so overwhelmingly wonderful. We could make so many people happy just by our spoken word. And we don't utilize it to the extent of which it's to be utilized now. Because human beings, you got to realize, of course, human beings are the only one out there that are able to speak. Other
Thank
than
God.
A parrot
Thank
I once
God.
Knew.
Can you imagine if your dog talk?
You
your
know,
cat could talk.
But we've been blessed with this incredible, incredible blessing, this tongue. And so many times we use it for the wrong reasons. And what we should be doing with our tongue is we should be spreading happiness to people. We should be speaking words of joy, words of love. Because once things get out there, you got to realize the way the world works, you know, we've heard you reap what you sow, you know, karma. What you give is what you get, and you have to understand that that is so true.
It's a spiritual law. And I want to interject here, Gary, because the listeners out there, probably the majority of the listeners are depressed. They're not up. They're not excited about life. And they're sitting there waiting for something to happen to them. But the laws of the spirit are, if you feel like you need love, then you need to give the love away. Don't sit there. Because, see, I'm very sensitive, okay? And I can pick up on everything people say and do to me. It's like I'm wired, okay? But the Lord wants me just to overpower that and just shine the love over people. But then I get my feelings hurt. So how do you do this? Well, you have to be totally selfless. And first of all, if you don't have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you, you can only do it so well in the natural realm. You need the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So
to
you
that.
Have to.
Absolutely.
If you don't have Jesus Christ comes. This is the good news, okay? Jesus Christ comes, and the minute you accept Him as Lord, your name is written in heaven. So you're going to heaven. You escape eternal damnation. Then the Holy Spirit's on the inside of you. So your heavenly Father has the Holy Spirit in there, which is the paraclete, the comforter, the guide, the teacher, the corrector. So we are spiritual beings, and we have a soul, and we live in a body. Most people think we just have this body, and they just take care of their flesh and feed their flesh, and they starve their spirit, okay? But we are spirit. How do you get in there? We have to ask Jesus to come in there. So if you're listening right now and you think, I've never done this, why don't you just do this real quickly so we can go on with the rest of the show and get the Lord on the inside of you? Why don't you say this? Don't close your eyes if you're driving, okay? Just say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for all my filthy sins. Wash me clean and fill me with this Holy Spirit. I need some joy. I need some love. I need to forgive myself. I need to let go of these hurts. I need to get over last year and the year before. I need this Holy Spirit. Come on in there, Lord God, and be my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now, what Kay said, It sounds easy. The words sound easy, but to actually accept that at a more practical level, okay, we have to understand first. God did say that the Spirit of God is within us, okay. And as Kay had also mentioned, we are spiritual beings. I want to tell you a quick story. True. Last night we were out with a couple, and they were fairly wealthy people. And what they do is they enjoy traveling, and what they do is they do a significant amount of traveling. Now, 95% of the population out there takes a couple of vacations a year. Now, what these people are doing is they go from one vacation to another, and they're out probably about 7, 8, 9 months out of the year on vacations. Now, to me, what that means is that they're searching for something. Okay, they're searching for something that they can't find in their home and that they can't find in their hearts. And this searching will continue until they realize, okay, that the happiness and the joy in your life comes from within and with the people that you're surrounded with. Now, very, very interestingly, is that Kay and I were talking just briefly about The Wizard of Oz. That was absolutely one of the most incredible shows, and wonderful movies, not a show, but wonderful movies. And, you know, at the end we learn that there's no place like home, and that the joy and the love and the happiness is within our hearts. We can go anywhere as long as we have this within our hearts. We know that we can bring this to our spirit at any time that we want. We don't need to go searching. And a lot of people are out there searching. They're searching for something that you already have. And I think that's the bigger problem. And so, okay, practically, now this is why I say this. Okay, the reason why I say this is because we do not count our blessings. That is the biggest problem that we have
focus,
as human beings.
Our focus is
there
in the wrong place.
There is so much that we have to be thankful for, and we don't realize it so much. Even though there could be bad things going on in your life, ugly things going on in your life, issues, problems, it could be so much worse. And unfortunately, we have to be there in order to realize, wow, I had it really good prior to this happening or prior to that happening. You know, I was going on and on. I shouldn't have done that.
No, really, yeah, we're just focusing on love, because our nation needs love, and love cast out fear. And stress, okay, is coming from a spirit of fear. And Jesus said, I did not give you a spirit of fear, but I gave you a spirit of power, a spirit of love, and a sound mind. Now, Jesus offers you a spirit of love and a sound mind. If we ever need a sound mind, if you drive in the traffic.
Sound mind is something a little different. Okay.
That's what Jesus offers you, because when you have love in you, the Bible says that perfect love casts out fear. You want to know how to get rid of your anxieties? You want to know how to get rid of all that fear? Just get filled up with love and start loving everybody. And guess what? That is the best high, okay? Because stress is knocking on our door 24/7. Stress wants to come in there. Anxieties want to come in there. And you just have to say, nope, you keep the door shut. Just get filled with the Holy Spirit. Get full of God's love. Now, is it easy? No, it's not. No, it's not. Tell them how difficult this is, Gary.
It is difficult. And you know, when we look at our country, you know, and sometimes we bounce around, but if we look at our country out there, I think that to a large extent, fear has replaced love in all of the major sectors of our environment, of humanity,
the media,
of this country, the media,
the music.
We're so afraid of so many things, and you know, I don't have to get into it, because you know, all you need to do is watch the news.
We can't sleep at night.
Okay,
we can't sleep at night.
And you know, if there was love, if there was more love instead of more fear, okay, I think that everybody would get along a heck of a lot better. And I think that the people that are, you know, in the political have an obligation. The people in the media have an obligation. The entertainers have an obligation. We all have an obligation to lift ourselves up, to lift each other up. And that's what I had said at the very, very beginning of the show, is that we're not spreading enough love. to each other. We're not spreading enough kindness to each other.
I can't even do the first thing on love. And it says right here that love is patient, love is kind, does not envy, doesn't boast. It says right here, it's not selfish. Now, selfish people are the most depressed people on the planet. Because as soon as they get a car, they want a better car. As soon as they get a house, they want a better house. As soon as they get a diamond ring, they want a better diamond ring.
It's never ending.
As soon as they get a husband, they want another husband. As soon as they get a boyfriend, they want another boyfriend. And nothing's ever satisfying. And that is not love. Because love is satisfied, okay? And I'm going to tell you, when you get full of love, it's like a boomerang. When you're so full of love, the stress just bounces off of you. Everybody else receives all that stress, and they're all stressed out. And we got, I think, 1 out of every 10 American adults is on antidepressant medication, which I don't have a problem with that. But I think that we have poisoned. I believe that the media, and we have poisoned the poor next generation. This whole show, I was a high school French teacher, is for you next generation. I'm talking next generation. I'm talking 50 to like 30. This age group, okay? We lived in a time where love was sanctity, okay? There was the home was like a sanctuary. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, there is so much turmoil out there. God is the answer. God is love. Love is the answer to any addiction problem, okay? Love is the answer. It says right here that the greatest of these is love. The greatest, it says, above all, 1 Peter 4:8, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sin. You have a lot of sin out there. Have you been a bad boy and a bad girl? I got some great news for you. When you start loving, you start covering all that nasty sin, all that crud from the past.
Crud?
Crud.
I haven't heard that word
in a while. Crud. All that gross stuff that happened way back when you were in high school, or maybe you were molested as a child, and The love of God can heal. The love of God can cover all that sin. Jesus can do it, and love, it covers all that, Gary.
Well, and logically, let's look at this. You know, there's a massive amount of people out there that are suffering financially, suffering health-wise, either mentally or physically, or have people that they love that are not well. There are so many issues that are confronting us as human beings on this planet, human beings on this country, and we need to have some sort of a plan on how we're going to attack this world from a different perspective. And I use the word attack, which is a strong word.
But we are really in warfare.
You got to realize, you know.
We're in warfare.
That devil is pounding at you from every which direction to try to bring you some sort of misery. And there's a spiritual warfare going on in this world.
There's warfare between the kingdom of darkness and the kingdom of light. But the good news, we're focusing on good news today because all the power of the enemy is under your feet. And you need to enforce that defeat. And when you get up in the morning, you say, here's the feet. Because Jesus said, all the power of the enemy is at your feet, not up in your head, lying to you. Okay? So I want to clarify that.
Yeah, but the thing is that, again, you're talking about theory, okay, and instead of practicality. It's
very, very easy
to say, okay, we're going to get the devil under our feet. It's easy to say, you know, we're not
talking about the devil, though.
No, we're talking about love.
But the point is that,
you know, there's a lot that's hitting us in the course of a day. And in order to get our spirit up, one of the things, as I had mentioned previously, being redundant, you need to count your blessings. You need to look at all of the great things that are going
on in your life. Focus on love. And let me tell you something. In French, en français, love is amour. And it looks like armor. You want to know the best armor for all those fiery darts the enemy's trying to throw at you? Just be full of love, amour, because it boomerangs. When you're full of love, those fiery things don't stick in there. Okay, but when you're empty, every little thing hurts. Ouch, ouch, ouch. Did you hear what she said? Did she see what this person? This person's not thankful. But when you're so full of love, it just oozes out of you. It's the best armor. It's amour. Okay, in French, en français.
Now, something that I wanted to mention is we don't know the audience out there. We really don't know who's listening at this point. But those that are listening, whether it's 1,000, 5,000, 10,000, or 100,000, you have an obligation here, okay?
You need to spread this word,
okay, that we're on this earth to help each other. All right, we're on this earth to bless each other. And if you have little children and they're not listening and you're listening, or friends that are not listening but you're listening to this program, you have an obligation to go and to tell them, look, we're here for this one reason. We're here to help each other through this life. We're here to bless each other through this life, because we cannot do it alone. With the love of God inside of us, we need to spread the beautiful things that exist on the planet. It's so easy to get down.
It's so easy to poison and speak negative, because I don't even like to be around negative people, because it's toxic. And do you know, last week I was studying on negativity, and if you live with a person that's even slightly depressed, you will be depressed after a certain amount of time. And if you live with somebody that's negative, it goes into your polycampus, hippocampus part of your brain.
Hippocampus.
Negativity actually hinders your thinking. You will never be as successful if you're constantly with negative people. Now, listen to this good news scripture. I want to give you this scripture. It says right here in Proverbs 3:3, let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the table of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. Do you need good favor around you? You want to know how to get favor with God and man? This is what you have to do. You have to let love never leave you. That's the key to getting favor with God. You want favor with God? You want all your prayers answered? You want favor with man, with your boss? Then just do this scripture right here. Just do what this scripture says in Proverbs 2. Don't let love never leave you. Let that be your focal point during the day, and you are going to be successful. Amen.
Amen. And another thing that I wanted to mention, again, being pragmatic, is that a lot of us out there are living in an environment where there are toxic people, okay? Toxic people that bring out the worst in you. Now, you got to get away from these people that are bringing you down. There's so many people out there that, as I just mentioned, what they do is they bring out the worst of you. Look, we all got ugly sides to us. We all have dark sides to us.
We all have family members that hurt us.
Sure, there's so many people out there. Some hurt you intentionally. Some people hurt you unintentionally. But if you're around people that are hurting you, okay, you need to get away from them. Toxic relationships, you need to get away from them. They're going to destroy you in the end.
And I've done a whole show on toxic personalities. Today we're focusing on love. And let me tell you something. When you get your heart healed, because love heals your heart. If you have a broken heart, then God can come in there and heal your heart. How does he heal you? Through the love from other people. So if somebody's destroying you, you need to get around somebody that's full of God's love to heal your heart, okay? Because this is what the scripture says, okay? In Ephesians chapter 4, it says, be completely humble and gentle. Be patient. Are we off the air already? No, because the music's playing. The music's playing. So I just want to, the music is playing. Okay, you want to? Just cut the music off. Listen, guys, this is our first one that we're doing over here in the new series in Tampa Bay. So we have a few little glitches here, because this is not going to New York. This is a whole hour show. So we didn't need to stop it and start it. So it's my fault, because we're here late and we're stuck in traffic. But, you know, we're human. We're not in heaven yet, so we need to accept our flaws, and God's perfecting us. Just because I'm a Christian, don't think I'm always going to be bubbles and lovey-dovey, because this man right here will tell you we're striving for that. But I get so aggravated. I get so aggravated at my kids. I get aggravated. And we have to be reminded, right, Gary?
We have to be reminded, and we have to be reminded of just how fortunate we are, and kind words go so far, and being around nice people go so far, understanding that the love is within your heart and that's where you find it. These are important ways. And also having the patience to understand that, you know, everybody is struggling just like you're struggling to make it happen for you. And I think that if we have the desire within our heart to make our lives better lives, the first thing that we need to do, as I mentioned, is to bring God into our heart. But you got to have the desire to do that. And then once you've done that, you know, and you start to bless other people and you start to forgive other people, a circle begins. It becomes a circle, just like a vicious circle.
It comes back.
We've already heard of vicious circles. We know how those things work. We can see that.
Karma, okay? Bad karma.
But if we go in the other direction, you're going to find that when you're going to give something, you're going to get it back. And it may not happen immediately, okay? But there's a record of it somewhere, okay, that exists in this divine matrix that we live in. You know, I read a book, The Divine Matrix. It's a very, very wonderful book about that. We're living in a web where there's so much, 95% of all of the things that are out there, we can't see. And because we can't see them, we believe that they don't exist. But 95% of all of that, the spirit, the love, the joy, all of this is transmitted through our hearts, by our smile, by the kind words, by the wonderful things that we say and that we do to other people. And we've got such a short time on this earth.
We have a short time, and we need to get over ourselves. And it's not all about us. And the reason I'm doing this show, because suicide's number two on college campuses, why do you think the kids are out there struggling? They need love, and they need to know that God loves them. Now listen to this good scripture here. Isaiah 49:15. It says, "Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has at home?" Excuse me. "Though she may forget, I will not forget you. I have engraved you on the palms of my hand. Your walls are ever before me." God says, this is your Heavenly Father talking. Hello. It says He's engraved you on the palm of His hands. Your walls are ever before me. That's how much God loves us. Now, do we feel that love? No. I rarely feel that because nobody's shining God's love. How come we don't feel the love of God? Well, we try to boot God out of our country. We're taking the Ten Commandments off the walls in the courtrooms. And they don't want you talking about God at school. The kids can't say a prayer. They get a lawsuit if they bring a Bible. We're shoving God out of the nation. And guess what's coming in? When you shove the light out and you shove the love out, guess what comes flowing into the nation? Darkness, gross, negative, depressing, dark thoughts, gloomy thoughts. Nothing's happy and inspiring. Right, Gary?
That's the whole problem that we have here in this generation. And I think that what we're doing is we're toxifying the next generation by our actions, by the things that we're doing, and it's our responsibility, and it's the responsibility of everybody that's out there, that's of an older generation, that what they know, they have this responsibility to help this next generation that's coming after us, of course, almost a redundancy there, that the way that they're living, the things that they're doing right now, we're just all going in the wrong direction with the computers constantly, watching these cartoons that are just absolutely just crazy. It's just too much negative input that's coming from all directions. And you know, I would love to start a radio station that talks about all of the great things that people are doing, because there's a lot of people out there that are doing absolutely wonderful things, that are setting up foundations and helping the poor, helping the sick, helping to try to cure cancer. And we got to all work together for each other to make this world a better world. And we're just not doing it. We're polluting it. We're destroying the ozone layer. I know we're going in all different kinds of direction, but we're moving away from love instead of towards love.
Okay, and God is love. You want love? Get full of God. God is light. If you're in the darkness, turn the light on. What we're trying to do with these shows is turn the light on. This is supposed to be shining light into your darkness. Now, when I get upset, which I get upset all the time, and I guess I'm not, my main number one problem is I'm not patient enough, because I want everything yesterday, okay? And I want God to answer my prayers 10 years ago. So God's working on me over time, okay? I have the Holy Spirit correcting me all the time. And we are in the army, and we are disciples, which means disciplined people. God is constantly disciplining me. I'm disciplining my children and my grandchildren because I want them to walk in excellence. Now, back to the love issue, okay? When you don't have love, you start trying to fill it with all kinds of stuff. Drugs, sex, money, whatever, fame. Do you think those poor people out there that are trying to get famous, do you think that that really fills that need? A lot of them live a road of destruction, okay? Because you got to be filled with the right thing. And love is the key.
Okay? Because they think that love can be found on the outside. Love can be found on the material things of life. Love is found on the getting instead of the giving. And until we change that, until we realize that that it's blessing each other is the only way that we're able to accomplish the wonderful things that we will put here. We have an opportunity here. Mankind has an opportunity not to make the world a better place for those around us and to make a better place for the people that are going to come after us. And we're doing just the opposite. Okay,
we're doing
and
the opposite.
That is a big problem.
The Bible says, when good people don't stand up, which is all the churches nationwide, we have, I don't know how many Christians we have. If every Christian was shining the light and showing love, we wouldn't have these problems. The problem is, it's not every, evil takes over when good people don't stand up, get on the media, produce the movies, produce, television shows,
right.
Then the evil people are just militant about it, okay? And they take over. It's God's people. God's people's fault for whoever we have in office, because they should be out there voting and they should be loving and loving the sinners to God, okay? God's not going to do it. God is up there. We have God the Father, Jesus' Son. Jesus sat down in heaven. He's in heaven. He sat down. He did his work. Now he left us. It's up to us. We are the soldiers down here. We are the ones. Jesus ain't going to do it. We have to show the love, shine the light. Now we do have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the power. He's the one that gives us the power. We have to stay plugged in to the Holy Spirit. You need to disconnect from the TV, unplug the TV, and get plugged into God. It's not easy. This is not simple. I hope I'm not oversimplifying this, Gary.
Well, we went to a gathering about a week or so ago, and a couple of things I want to share that I think are statistically important. Talking with a gentleman that was heavily involved with children, foster children. Did you know that there are so many foster children out there, many, many foster children? And, you know, they have a tough life for obvious reasons. Now, did you know that if one person from every church that exists in this country, one person from one church took in one foster child, there would be no children that would be out there that are foster children. Every child in America would have a home where they'll find love. And that's all that it takes. Another thing is that at this particular gathering, we were fortunate enough. It was in a beautiful penthouse in a place here in St. Petersburg. And the people there were just incredibly proud. We'll just use the word proud of what that they had accomplished and the beauty of where they lived. Now, how can a person go and spend, we'll say, $1 million or $2 million on a condominium, okay, when there are 20 million children going to bed hungry at night? Does that make any sense? Now, this is an example of the direction that the world is going in. Because, again, what Kay had mentioned, it doesn't take a lot. It just takes a lot of people to gather together and to do their part, and it will eradicate some of the issues. It doesn't take a lot it just takes a lot of people to do a little.
But what happens is all the responsibility falls on a few. Oh, we'll let the pastor do that. We'll let the preacher do it. That's not what Jesus said.
And a few take on the responsibility, and that's the problem we have. We have too few people taking on the responsibility and assuming.
Everybody's too busy.
And everybody is too busy, and we need more people out there. And that's one of the reasons why we're here, is to tell people out there, look, you need to tell people, look, they have a responsibility out here.
And if you're upset, let me tell you something. This is the keys for happiness. We are giving you the keys to unlock your prison door. This is it here. And I'm going to tell you right now, this whole scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, okay, love is not easily angered. Okay, we need to get more filled with God's love, because I get upset all the time, okay? And I have a need to be more loving.
I don't think you'd get upset.
I'd get upset at watch.
Oh, get a little aggravated. Probably get aggravated with me after the show.
I'm so upset all the time. And God, let me tell you this. I have this passion for God, but get everybody else away from me. You know, I love God, and then God puts the most orneriest people around me. I'm like, really? I'm out of here. But God's trying to work on my love life, and He wants me to be more like this, because that's where the joy is. That's where the excitement comes in. You know, it's on the inside of you.
Look how many young people out there that are dying, ODing on opioids. We know of the epidemic. I don't have to get into it, but it's really just a darn shame that we don't do our part within our state, within the country, to help these poor young men and women out of this terrible addiction. Because what happens is that what a lot of people don't know is that when you become addicted, what ends up happening is like somebody gets into, you get into a room and there are no doors and you can't get out, okay? And you try to get out, but there's no escape. Really, that's the way it is, okay? And what we need to do is we need to open doors for these poor young men and women that are suffering
and
from these addictions.
And give and inspire hope, because they don't think there's any hope, because they try it and they say, well, I went to church, it didn't help me, or I went to counseling, it didn't help me. Love is the most powerful force on the universe, and love, the truth, will set you free like a butterfly. Now, it says right here in Ephesians chapter 3, I pray that of His glorious riches He may strengthen you with the power through the Holy Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you being rooted and established in love. God doesn't want us all discombobulated. God wants us rooted and grounded in love. If we ever need to be grounded, it's now, because everybody's getting all upset and stressed out. Now, I want to tell you this really cute thing, because when you spell God, the whole thing, God wants us to come into this realm with Him, and I call it like a little Holy Spirit bubble, okay? And it's so hard to get in there. It's so hard to get in the Holy Spirit, but that's where God is not a mean God. God is love, and God is light, and He is so beautiful. When you get filled with the Holy Spirit, it is just total joy, okay? You talk about excitement and joy. The flesh is what is negative and toxic, okay, people that are in the flesh.
And I think that's the problem. People are trying to find joy in the flesh, and the joy in the flesh really doesn't exist for a long time. It's very,
temporal.
Very quick.
It's temporal.
And very, very temporary. The true joy, the true happiness in life lies in the Spirit.
On the inside of you.
And the joy within. And, you know, and I again, just jumping around, I wanted to mention, you know, we have this opportunity here on this earth to make it a better world if we could. And those people that are out there that have a significant amount of money, that have been blessed with this money, we're stewards of this money. This money was given to those people that have the money, and the influence was given to them as a blessing from God. So they have an opportunity. They have that opportunity.
Responsibility.
And a responsibility to give this back. It's not theirs. It doesn't belong to them. They think it belongs to them. Now, I'm not saying people shouldn't have not be blessed with the things that they've worked really hard for.
But it's so unsatisfying.
But above that, And beyond that, we have this wonderful opportunity to help those people that are suffering out there. And they're suffering in so many ways, you know. And we know it. We know all this.
And it's going to get worse. But we're not moving on it. And I hate to tell you this, but we are coming into some serious times ahead. And if you think it's peaceful now, the peace, it says it's going to go suddenly. It says destruction. They say peace and safety, then sudden destruction. We have some stuff going on that's getting ready to come down the pipeline here, and I know what's coming. But the good news is you can be grounded in love, and you can be the stable force in your community, in your home, and you can get so rooted in love that you're not going to be panicking. Everybody else is going to be panicking. I hate to tell you this. They're going to be panicking, but you can be all rooted and grounded in love and all stabilized while everybody else is running around like a chicken with their head cut off. Amen, Gary?
Amen to that. And, you know, another conversation. I have a lot of conversations, obviously. Okay, and we talked, actually, this was last night, and we talked about, well, what do you think is the number one reason why we have such issues, why we have such problems? Greed. There's too much greed that exists.
That's
with
one.
So many people. Okay, perfect example. Okay, we've got issues with the global warming. Everybody knows that. If you don't realize it, it's happening. I mean, scientifically, we know that the water is melting. The salinity of the water is changing. And it takes an entire world to get together. The major countries within this planet need to get together, and they need to work out some sort of a solution to this global warming, but they're not.
Okay, don't get off on global warming, sweetheart.
No.
We have a couple minutes. We have 3 minutes left, and I want to get back over here to love, because this story is about love today.
Well, greed goes against love, and that's why I'm
selfish.
You know, well,
selfish. Me.
Right.
And let me tell you something. My generation is responsible because we raised the me generation, and we have so spoiled our kids. They think it's all about them. They have to do all the talking. They haven't learned because we raised these spoiled kids. They didn't have to work. They didn't have to do like our fathers taught us to do. And it's our fault. So Gary and I are trying to leave an inheritance, to leave a legacy, because you guys are missing what we had. Our parents taught us how to earn little by little. And I'm going to tell you this right now. We can't do everything. We can't. I just want to make everything beautiful. And like when I first went through the divorce, I studied the Bronx, and I wanted to go to the hellhole, and I wanted God. I was going to go to the Bronx with no man, no money. And God has a sense of humor. He sent me one man from the Bronx that stole all my jewelry and all my money, and everything went in the pawn shop. And my father, I was very wealthy. It's really funny now looking back in retrospect, but I really do want to go to the Bronx, and I want to do something really beautiful there, because those people there need to know God's love. That's what they need over there, right, Gary?
I think they need it I'm from the Bronx, you know, and I was born in the 50s, in the early 50s, and, you know, the Bronx was certainly a beautiful place, and but in general, you know, just we're getting away from the subject
here. The love.
There's so many opportunities out there for us to do wonderful things, to say wonderful things, to bless other people, and I think that we really have an obligation of ourselves. We know that, okay, but also the people that are listening now, to spread that word to other people that are not listening.
Just start where you're at. You know? We can't just go to the Bronx.
A reaction.
I really want to go to the Bronx, and
well,
maybe.
There's the Bronx.
But I want to go to the Bronx. I want to go to the dark area. But we got to start with where we're at. God's not going to send me to the Bronx until I finish doing what I'm supposed to be. When I'm faithful with the little people around me here, then He'll give me more. That's a spiritual law. You don't get the big. You start with where you're at. You say, "Okay, what can I do? How can I get in this?" Well, first, love yourself. Love God. The first commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with everything. Once you start putting all your love to God instead of your bank account in the stock market, then the number two, what's the number two commandment? Love your neighbor as you love yourself. So you got to love God, but you do have to love yourself. And if you don't love yourself and you keep destroying yourself, then you can't love other people. So the order is put all your love towards the Lord. First, get all your heart beating towards God and all your attention to God. Then you got to love yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, what happens, Gary, if you don't love yourself?
Well, if you don't love yourself, you can't love others, okay? And I think that a lot of people are not happy with themselves. And I think that that is a very, very difficult issue that we could talk about another time. But there's so many people that are just plain unhappy. And
you got to love yourself because God made you.
Until they pull themselves out. You know, and it's not easy. It's not easy to do any of this, but it's not
going to happen overnight. Just drive through McDonald's, whatever. You're going to have to meditate on this stuff, and you're going to have to realize, I don't care how sinful you've been and how bad you've been, Jesus already paid the price for you to come on into His love. He already paid the price for you. You don't have to keep beating yourself over the head. Right, Gary? Because some people just beat themselves up day and night, and they can never get over here into the joy of the Lord because they need to love themselves. It's a commandment in Scripture, okay? This is how you do it. You put all your love towards the Lord. Now, does it happen overnight? Absolutely not. I've been doing this since I was 17, and guess what? I still have issues with this. I still have problems just letting everything go. Right, Gary?
I think that we all carry a lot of baggage, and I think that's one of the number one sources of our misery is the fact that we carry around so much baggage of people that have hurt us in the past. And I think that we move on, and we have to forgive ourselves first.
And let me tell you something. This is the number one commandment and the number two commandment. And Jesus said, if you do the first two commandments, don't worry about the rest of the commandments, because if you can fulfill the first commandment and the second commandment, He says, you will automatically do the rest. If you could just put all your love on yourself and God and love everybody, you won't have any problems. Right, Gary?
You know, and we've jumped around and we've talked about a lot of issues today and a lot of things that that we know that are really just they're difficult, they're not easy. But I think that if we learn to respond, okay, instead of reacting, and you know, we have a lot of knowledge within our subconscious mind, and if we take that knowledge and we utilize this knowledge, then we have wisdom. And I think that the key is wisdom, because everybody in their own way seeks wisdom to try to understand why we're here.
What are we doing here?
What is our purpose?
Let me tell you something. When I was 5 years old, my daddy was teaching me how to drive the car. I said, I said, Daddy, what are we doing here? What is our mission here? My father's like, where is she from? Because I was so spiritual. And the thing about it is, I'm determined to find out the answers to life, what we're doing here. I asked more questions. My teacher said, I asked more questions in high school than all the kids put together. We got 2 minutes left.
Okay.
What do we want to leave you guys?
This is what I wanted to say, okay, is that when you had said, you know, about, Dad, what are we doing here? Okay. what I want to leave you with is that when the smoke clears and you have no idea, okay, what am I doing here? Why am I here? What is
What's
my purpose?
Our purpose?
It's the number one purpose here is to help each other,
love.
To serve each other,
love.
To love each other. And we find that when we help, when we serve,
It'll
and
unfold.
We love each other, it's just unfold.
God's plans will just unfold.
And it becomes like a
flower. It's like a boomerang. Nothing sticks. It boomerangs. The love just gooses out of you.
And it doesn't have to be a lot. Kind words, kind actions. These are the things that they're
it's
so
gonna
small.
Make you, it's going to get the toxins out of you, whether you love everybody. It's going to get your mind off yourself. Because selfish people, they're always thinking about themselves. Okay, start loving everybody. It's going to bring healing in your heart. You're going to get freed up like a butterfly. You shall know the truth will make you free. Now, if you need to contact me, let me tell you something. I want to hear from you. And y'all better tune in next week, because everybody's going to want to tune into this show. There's going to be so much love coming there. People are going to get healed. My email address is blessthenextgeneration@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. I want your opinion. I want to love you. We're trying to impart God's love through this microphone. This is so hard because I'm a French teacher and he is a businessman. Okay.
And we have a wonderful foundation that we are in the midst of starting called Summers of Hope. It's not on the internet as yet, and it's in progress. And everybody measures their lives in summers. How many wonderful summers do I have left? And as we get older, we know, okay, less summers. So we got the Summers of Hope, which is a beautiful foundation that's going to be it's being in the process of setting up to help all those out there struggling. We love you all out there.
We love you. God bless you all. And I don't know how much time. Are we almost out of our
spread?
We got no more time. Listen, everybody, just love yourself. Love God first. Love yourself. And then just let the love just ooze. And everybody's going to love you. You're going to be successful. God bless you.